My first speaking job was as an Air Force technical instructor, teaching electronic fundamentals 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. While I was good at my job, I had an epiphany when I was given a class of 20 washbacks, students who had failed at least one earlier section and were at risk of washing out. When my first sergeant told me not to worry about it, that they were losers, I took that as a challenge and assigned them to study hall, which gave me an extra 3 hours a day with them. They all passed and were complimentary to me for the extra time I had taken. I was only 20 and my ego swelled. What a good boy am I. 30 years later, I met Bill Gove, first president of the National Speakers Association, at a convention. I learned what I had done. I had focused on my audience. Bill taught us that speaking was a performing art, that the audience is the only reason we exist, that a painter can paint alone, writers can write alone, but speakers don't exist until they have an audience. The more I focus on the audience, the better speaker I become, in their eyes, which is what matters.